This is Mike Longo's Rhythmic Nature of Jazz Part 2. It's about learning a drum technique whose exercises will transfer a behavior to your particular instrument. Quote, the melodies of the exercises are loaded with catalytic behavior that unlocks natural accentuation that is part of the jazz concept we are learning. It's a behavior you will learn to feel in your hands, and it'll translate into a unique touch on your instrument. The basic hemiola, which is on page 6 of booklet 2, if you count in 6-8, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, where the lower pitch is the left and then the right and then the left hand moved to a different part of the drum. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and that's counting in 6. If you count in 3, then it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and then you could also count 1, 2, 3, 4. If I accent the 4 count, it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, where the accents are on like the right hand and then the left hand, then the right and the left. You could call that 4-4 or 12-8. So you need to be able to transmute, I don't know what the word is, your thinking or feeling to these different time signatures. So, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you get feeling from the music by playing like a robot, playing your hand exact, you know, play the rhythm. Before you start the rhythm, you do one hand exactly in time at your natural speed. And then when you start playing at that tempo, the music gives you the feeling. You don't have to put feeling in the music. So polymetric time, 6-8, 3-4, 4-4, all at the same time. Longo demonstrates playing 5 in 5 and in 7 and in other meters over the top of it, and it opens up a different behavior in the accents. And then after you play the drum in that 6-8 feel, you can tap your foot where it's 2 downs and 1 up, like ding. Like one, if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, then the foot should stay down for the one end and only lift up on the so it's like a circular rhythm. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, instead of the traditional like 1, 2, 3, 4, where your foot lifts halfway up in between, now you're lifting up 2/3 into the beat. And then you're going to play figure 3 on page 9 of booklet 2. And even though the groove here is in 16th notes, he addresses that later. Here's what figure 3 would sound like.
4, 1, 2, 3. Just keep vamping on letter 8. 2, 3.
Basically, you just play through that figure twice and go into a stream of consciousness improvisation that is coming from the same place as the melody. Any sound you make should be part of the melodic line, including mistakes. So keep your stream of consciousness. And the student plays, and then Mike Longo says to the student, you must begin your solo with a positive opening statement and then a corroboration of that statement. From that point, you can start to tell a story. It leads to good form, and an oncology opens up. Based on an oncology means it's based on man's knowledge comes from a common source, like natural law or God. Like it's just an innate part of the music, and it's very, in my opinion, a big difference between the student before and after Mike Longo says that. So at the end of this file, I'm going to include the sample of the student playing before he says that and then after he says that, and it opens up a big difference in the in the students playing. So this is definitely a huge part of, even though it's not necessarily related directly related to rhythm, it's part of it's a big part of the message here. And this is Mike Scatting, an example of a positive opening statement and then a corroboration.
There was a corroboration. From that point on, you start to tell the story.
When I asked my wife to compare the two solos before and after, and my wife's not a musician, she said she liked the second one much better. It was, quote, smoother, softer, more enjoyable, whereas the first one was brassy. And then Longo introduces additive rhythm. Downbeats come in where offbeats would have been, meaning like if you have a rhythm that goes one and then the end of two, and that's all you have in a bar, then that would be an additive rhythm of 3 + 5. And so, you know, after the first note lasts for three beats, second one is on like a new one, so to speak. And in the PDF booklet number 2, there's a lot of pages for the transcription of riff 1. We're going to call it riff 1, the one you just heard. And it's in B-flat minor concert. And the transcription for guitar is on figure 15, which is on page 21 in the booklet. And then there's riff 2, which is figure 16, page 22 in the booklet. So here's riff 2. You just go through it one time. There's a bar that's a bar of rest to give you a space to breathe before your solo starts. Here's what it sounds like. And then he's into his solo. And then Longo tells a story about how the dancers on the Chitlin circuit were influenced by bebop and then started putting the accents on the end of 4. And then for the piano student, he reminds him about how music creates feeling, not putting feeling into the music. You start with the exact rhythmic repetition in one hand, and then the music gives feeling to you. Jazz is polymetric. This is where your head needs to be. How to play? Touch, time, tone, technique, and taste. What to play? Melody, harmony, rhythm, counterpoint, and form. Music comes from an ontological place. It tells you what to play. You don't have to play licks. With the trumpeter, he said, let there be a positive opening statement. Come out of the piece you're playing and let it unfold naturally. And, quote, feel something pulling your instrument. And then there's a teaching to try and get the half note triplets. But first, you have to get the quarter note triplets, which is 2 against 3. If you tap in your right hand, 2, 3, 4, and then the left hand, if you write out 6 eighth notes, right? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the right hand plays every other beat, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the left hand plays every third, two groups of three, it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So again, the right hand goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the left hand goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4. You put that together and you got hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea. It's called the resultant rhythm. Said another way, if you have the metronome in 4, notice that the metronome, if you say hot cup of tea, the metronome is playing on the syllables hot, which I'm also scatting on that syllable, and the syllable of, which I'm not scatting on, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea. So hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, da 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 da. Figure 18 in the booklet, page 24, is what the composite rhythm of that looks like. You know, it just kind of looks like 1, 2, and 3, like in 3, 4. And then figure 19 is like what it looks like with the hands, like right, like both right, left, right, both right, left, right. And then figure 20 is what it looks like, 3/4, what the 3/2 looks like if you were to play each part on piano. Figure 21 is the same thing in 6/8. And then figure 22 is a half note triplets, which is where he's trying to get to. And in order to explain half note triplets, Figure 23, well, first of all, half tone triplets is represented in figure 22. Figure 23 is the composite. Figure 23, that is the common denominator, like 12 eighth notes written out, is the common denominator between the half note triplet and the quarter note. If you just have 12 clicks like da 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 da, and one hand goes, taps every four, like da 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 da, then that hand's tapping three. Let's call that the right hand. It's tapping three times. The left hand's going to tap every three eighth notes, and that'll sound like da 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 da. Put that together, and you have a resultant rhythm of pass the milk and butter, where the right hand is on pass milk but those syllables, and the left hand is on pass the and if you will. Okay, so doing it to the metronome. So here's your 4/4, and you're subdividing each into three. Da 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 da. So that's your pass the and The three, we're gonna call that the four side. The three side is like ducky 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 ducky. So if you put that together, you have pass the milk and butter, pass the milk and butter, pass the milk and butter, pass milk but. Pass milk butt. Pass milk butt. Notice that the milk comes right after the second click, and the butt comes right before the fourth click. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Ducky da ducky da ducky da ducky da ducky ding ducky ding ducky ding da 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 da. So figure 24 shows you the composite rhythm there, and figure 25 shows you that it would go like both left right left right left. So both left right left right left, both left right left right left. Figure 26 shows you what it looks like in 4/4, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and 3. If you're saying each beat as 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a, then when I say and, it doesn't mean the and, it just means the second part of the triplet. So 1, 2, and 3, a 4. 1, 2, and 3, a 4. Feeling 3 against 4 makes a big difference in your playing. Mike noticed when he first started playing with Dizzy that Dizzy was always playing behind the beat and Mike was always jumping ahead, and Dizzy walked over and said, "You need to check out the half note triplet." And then the last part is integrating this 3/4 thing with the riff 2. So there's this phrase, and if you use the guitar page, it's page 41. Starting at letter C, there's this figure. It sounds like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Gong, go down, gong, da ding. Gong, go down, dong, da ding. Dong, do, dong, dong, da ding. What that is like 1, 2, 3, 4. Pass the milk and butter, pass the milk and butter, pass the milk and butter, pass the milk and butter. Again. Pass the milk and butter, pass the milk and butter, pass the milk and butter. Okay? And then if you do only the pass milk and butt, you got pass milk but, pass milk but, pass milk but, pass milk but. And there's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And then you put that back into the riff number 2, and here's what the saxophone player sounds like.
2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4. Now play ba bo da ba ba, 2, 3, 4, and 1. Now go back to the solo, 2, 3, 4, and.
And Mike asks if the student feels more grounded having done that. And here's the solo one and solo two of the student before and after he was told about the positive opening statement and corroboration of that statement.